showed that I was muted. I had a really good day the other day. I had a chance to go to Columbus. I had a meeting that I had to go to in Columbus, Ohio. And I went to dinner at Schmidt's. And I'll tell you what. Oh, the food there was good. Every time I go to Columbus, I always go to Schmidt's Sausage House because it's good. And German Village is a good place to visit. I remember in the old days when German Village wasn't a nice place, but then they've rehabbed all these old homes and stuff, and they cost a pretty penny. Okay, I'll put it to you that way. But anyhow, after that, I went to a concert. And the concert started at 8 o'clock at the Ohio Theater, which is a beautiful place. It's right across from the State House in downtown Columbus. And the concert was with the Ohio University Marching 110. And they do a concert every year on campus, and they do one in Columbus at either the Palace Theater, which is another beautiful theater, or they do a concert at the Ohio Theater, which is across from the State House. And I always have a good time because the music is always upbeat. It's not standard military marches or anything like that. I mean, this is some really good stuff. And I happen to know one of the, well, let's put the, I know the director. I've met him several times. And I've also met the arranger. And the arranger is from basically south of Dayton in Springboro. His name is Mike Wojtek, V-O-Y-T-E-K. I want to tell you something. That guy is good. And he's done some very good shows. And I'll tell you what, he does a really good job. And that band is fantastic. And they really liven things up. It's not a deadpan type thing, okay? So if you're an old fogey like me, and you don't like upbeat stuff, maybe that's where you don't want to go because everybody's upbeat. And they had probably about maybe 2,200 people in the auditorium for this. I mean, it was something. And they always have a crowd because all the high schools that really follow that band show up there from all over. I mean, there's some from up in Cleveland that come down for the show. And some from Southern Ohio and Western Ohio and Eastern Ohio. I mean, it's great. One of these days, maybe I can post one of the clips of the concert. I used to record them, but I don't anymore because I don't have the room on my phone. Some people, I don't know how they get these big data cards that they can do things with. Oh, wow. So what else has been going on? Oh, yeah. Driving home in the fog last night. In downtown Columbus, the fog was not bad, but we got out on I-70 going west. And I want to tell you something. That fog was so thick. My fog lights on the car helped a tiny bit. Other than that, I just followed semi-trucks on the interstate. That's all I could do. And I had my GPS roadmap going, and I was referring to that, and plus the vehicle that was in front of me. And until we got probably about 15 miles past Springfield, Ohio, and I got on I-75 north, then everything was really good at that point. I didn't have to worry too much. But it was an interesting drive. Okay, and I don't like to drive in bad weather or fog, but I've done it. And I've done it on 70 in the wintertime one time with my boss when I was heading back to Dayton to my office. And we noticed cars overturned on the interstate. And we got tied up on the interstate for probably about an hour or two. Next thing you know, we left the Rife Tower, which was a big state office tower where we had a meeting, and we were driving back in this snow, and it got worse and worse and worse. And by the time we got to Springfield, everything broke loose. Okay. Cars overturned on their tops. cars in the ditch and so forth. And here I am, I'm driving with the boss and I'm heading back to Dayton, Ohio. That trip took us 6 hours just to get to Dayton. That's how bad it was. And he had to make a connection with somebody that was going to take him to wherever. And then I had to head north. And it was a trip, I'll tell you. So be careful on the roads. Wow. When I got home, I thought, oh, gee, I'm going to take a look at something. See what's going on. So I get on X. You know, they used to call it Twitter. Now they call it X. And I started looking at things, and they were saying that the current POTUS, I'll put it that way, said that they were going to give these rockets, these ATACMs, to Ukraine so they could shoot them into Russia. And I'm thinking, oh boy, that's not good. And then I start hearing things that Putin says, well, if you do that, then we can just go ahead and drop the N-bomb on you. And that's not going to be good. And you're provoking everything. And I thought, oh boy, am I going to not sleep tonight? And so I'm following all this till about, oh, I don't know, 1:30 in the morning. I decided to go to bed while I couldn't sleep. The threat of nuke war is not a good thing. Okay. I guess the Italians would call it a bigaboom. And one bigaboom leads to another bigaboom. Well, anyhow, I got up this morning. I was following a few things. And there was a thing that had Vladimir Putin. And he was talking about, you know, his what he could do. And I'm looking at this and I'm thinking, oh, boy, this is going to be great. And he was saying, yeah, they could use nukes. And this was Good Morning America. And there were other shows. And I'm just not going to play the whole thing. Well, I can play it. Let's look.
Putin has a new warning for the United States after President Biden authorized Ukraine to use long-range missiles supplied by the U.S. to strike inside Russia. Chief Foreign Correspondent Ian Pannell starts us off from Ukraine. Good morning, Ian.
Yeah, good morning, George. Nuclear saber rattling from the Kremlin this morning with Vladimir Putin appearing to threaten to use nuclear weapons if Ukraine fires American-made missiles into Russia. The Kremlin saying the doctrine was updated in response to what it calls the new situation. The new Russian policy essentially authorizes the use of nuclear weapons in response to what it calls, quote, critical threats of aggression using conventional weapons. Now, remember, President Biden lifting restrictions on the ATACMS ballistic missiles, which are, of course, conventional weapons, essentially allowing them to be fired into Russia. Putin has made nuclear threats before that have proved to be hollow. A senior Ukrainian military source telling me this is blackmail, but also warning nuclear weapons are a Pandora's box that shouldn't be opened. This move likely aimed as much at President-elect Trump, who's promising to end the war when he takes office, but it'll make that all the harder. Meanwhile, Russia again escalating attacks inside Ukraine, striking an apartment block in the north, killing 9, including a child. And for all the talk of peace plans, Ukraine today marking 1,000 days of Russia's devastating war with no end in sight. And just one final bit of breaking news. We're hearing that the Russians are reporting that Ukraine has now used these ATACMS ballistic missiles. More on that later.
Yeah, George.
Yeah. To think that this has escalated to this, and Putin had his reasons for going in, and I don't know. I mean, this could really get serious. And, you know, I've talked to people about prepping. If you're not prepping, you're in trouble. So what do I have to do? Well, if you haven't been listening to me all along for the last, what, 10 years, you're behind the eight ball. You're in trouble. Okay? You need to stock up on water, at least 2 gallons per person per day, because you're going to have to wash dishes with it. You're going to have to hygiene with it. You're going to have to drink it, okay? And really, you could use 3 gallons of water per person per day. Easy. Okay. If not, you'll end up with health issues down the pike. So you have that to worry about. You have to eat. You have to have your calories. And trust me, you don't want any type of emergency bar that you can chew on. That's not a good thing. They're very tasteless. And they have a lot of calories in there, but they're tasteless. You want to build things up. So what do you need in case the big-a-boom starts to go off all over the place, okay? You're going to need water. You're going to need spare money because ATMs aren't going to work. So if you don't have cash, it's not going to work. So you want to do that. Make sure your debt's paid down too. Don't get in a big debt over Christmas, okay? You don't need to do that. But pay down your debt. Put some money aside, emergency money, ones, fives, tens, 20s, 50s, no hundreds. No hundreds. Make sure that you have your medications. Make sure that your food is long-term food. Canned foods work. They're good for 5 years or more. As long as the can isn't dented or it's not bulged on top or anything like that, it's still going to be good for a while. Okay? You can get freeze-dried foods. You can buy MREs, meals ready to eat. They're expensive. Okay? But those will last reportedly up to 20 years. Okay? Freeze-dried foods, up to 20 years if they're kept right. Okay? You can go to lds.org and take a look at their, Provident Pantry or something like that. And they sell cans of like flour and vegetables and all kinds of stuff, fruits, you know, like apples, freeze-dried apples. They have some really good ones. You can check out emergency supplies and so forth, and you take a look at the prices different places. But the grocery store is a good place to go. Now, if something happens that somebody declares martial law or there's a big emergency and people suddenly hit the Kroger's and the Walmart and everything else, those shelves are going to be empty and it takes 3 days to restock. Okay. And if there's no gasoline and there's no diesel fuel or the trains aren't running, nobody has any money, they can't run the cash registers, it's a big problem. So you want to start stocking up on things. You know, when I go to Wally World, better known as Walmart, I'll go to the grocery section and they have 4 packs of corn. And they'll have 4 packs of green beans or French green beans or string beans, whatever. And they'll have extra things there, like, you know, pork and beans. And that's good food. It gives you good protein, but it gives you something to stock with. Okay. The other thing is Keystone Meats. And I know they sell them different places. I've been to Keystone. And matter of fact, it's only about 38 miles from me, really 35 to Lima, but then it's another 3 miles to the plant. And I bought the last 6 cans of their meat. They had beef, pork, turkey, and chicken. And they only had 6 cans, and these are reasonable size cans of cooked and canned beef. Now, if I go back up there, I'm going to call in advance to see how many cans they have. You can get them about the same cost as it is going to Walmart or other stores. But if you're going to get bulk and you're going to get a lot, it's best to go to Keystone. Okay, I'm just suggesting it. You don't have to use Keystone. There are other brands. Just make sure they're not dented, okay? But that's what's going on with Vladimir Putin and Ukraine and NATO and everything else. People need just to sit back and chill out. And Putin didn't want the drugs that were going on in Ukraine. And it was proven, yeah, some crazy stuff was going on there. And he didn't want it. He didn't want it in Russia. They want a very pure type of economy and living conditions. They have very traditional values. They're not woke. Trust me, woke doesn't work there. And so you want to check them out. And personally, I've known some people from the Ukraine that came to the U.S. Matter of fact, one of my friends had 3 doctorates in metallurgy, worked at Battelle Memorial Institute. Oh, yeah. And that's when I was working at the main office in Columbus. And I'd get together with some of the guys from Battelle, and we'd have dinner probably maybe 3 nights a week at the MCO cafeteria. You know, people call it the Medicare lounge. Well, we did. And very smart, very nice guy. Very, very, very nice guy. So, you know, you hate to see problems around the world. Another thing that I was looking at, you know, the voting situation, that really bugs the heck out of me. And I guess in Bucks County, PA, Pennsylvania, they had a problem. And I'll bring it up on the screen here. There was a voting issue with Bucks County, and I saw it on X and other places, and I'm gonna play it for you, but these guys continue to count ballots, okay? And it basically says in the write-up here, from Diane Merseglia, a Democrat Bucks County commissioner outright admits that she knows what they are doing is clearly illegal. They were even told to stop, cease and desist by the governor, who's a Democrat, by the way. And by voting to accept and count ballots with no dates and are misdated in an effort to steal an election for Bob Casey, but says she doesn't care. So let's listen to this one.
We reject all 3 categories of these ballots.
Your motion is to reject or dismiss the challenges in this category in front of you?
Correct, yep.
Not going to second that, mostly because I think we all know that precedent by a court doesn't matter anymore in this country, and people violate laws anytime they want. So for me, if I violate this law, it's because I want a court to pay attention to it.
Yeah, she wants to cause the courts to take notice. Well, here's the thing. And I keep talking about this. The law is the law is the law. And the law is they're to be counted on that day. Okay. So she violated the law, and she admitted that she violated the law. And so with that, the governor could have her arrested. Okay. Maybe all 3 of them. And that would put an end to that and jail time. I mean, people blatantly violating the law. You can't do that. You can change the law through the proper process, but you don't violate the law because you think the law's wacko or you don't like what's there and you don't care if you get caught. Okay. Whoa. There's going to be a lot of problems from that in Arizona, I think, are the other ones. One thing that came up, and I'm going to bring that up. Have you ever heard of Doge? D-O-G-E? I think it's a really good idea. And Department of Governmental Efficiency. And they were going to put Elon Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy, boy, what a name, in charge of this. And people wanted reform and they voted for it. And so they're coming up with the Department of Governmental Efficiency, which means they're going to look at every department and they're going to say, okay, do we really need that department? Do we really need the Department of Education when the states are in charge of education, not the federal government? Okay. Do we need a transportation department? Do we need a Department of Energy? Do we need, you name it. They're going to probably look at everything. It's probably going to take them 4 years to really go down through and find ways to economize because the government got so big. I've seen pictures of these humongous politicians, you know, they're eating and they're gobbling money. Like they don't care. Where does the money come from? Our taxes. Oh yeah, taxes. We got to worry about that. So the Department of Governmental Efficiency is going to look at different departments and figure out why they're wasting money, where they're wasting money, how to economize. You know, they may say, well, we're going to lay off certain departments and they can go work for the different states, or we'll just do away with those departments and you can retire. Okay. I'll let everything up to them to figure out how to economize. And having been in a background in government that I looked at spreadsheets all the time and accountability for money for my division, it was interesting. And we were always told, be good stewards of the public funds. And so we didn't have a lot of money to spend because we weren't given a lot of money to spend. Okay. And we had to watch for every penny, and we had to really balance, and we had to be within 0.1% of our budget every year. Okay. Some people's fannies kind of got spanked, if you know what I mean. But anyhow, the Department of Governmental Efficiency. Also, there was a Doge coin. It's like Bitcoin, but they call it a Doge coin. And I was looking, it was like 38.335 cents for a Doge coin. It kind of looks like doggy, but Doge is what they call it. I don't know if that's going to come into fruition or whatever. But anyhow, what they're looking at, the Pentagon can't fully account for $824 billion. That's with a B, okay? $236 billion for improper payments in federal programs in 2023. $200 billion in pandemic relief went to fraud and abuse. These are allegations, and hopefully they can prove it. The U.S. failed to track $1 billion in Ukraine aid. And then they had a thing, and you can see it here on the screen. It says Pentagon fails seventh audit in a row, unable to fully account for an $824 billion budget. They failed seven audits? Oh, something ought to happen to that. Okay. So it's their Department of Governmental Efficiency, and they're talking about, you know, how government spends money and so forth. You can check it out on X. They've got a lot of good stuff there, okay? But people have to learn to spend their money wisely, and that's why when I talk about on money and change, about budgeting your money and spending your money wisely and not blowing it. You know, with all this stuff going on and possible power problems, I went and got another solar battery set up. It was a little expensive, but if the power goes out, I can put out the solar panels and I can generate power. Or if we do have power and we've got a bad storm coming, I can plug the battery unit in and make sure it's all charged up. And I'll have enough for 3,000 watts, which means I can power my refrigerator, my freezer, and probably some lights and maybe my furnace. Okay, so we'll see how that works out. And I have some Geniverse units too that are only 1,000 watt. But if you need a CPAP machine, it'll take care of that for a couple of days. If you need power radios and things like that, it'll do that too. You just have to be prepared. If you haven't prepared, you could be in trouble. Okay? I hate to be the harbinger of doom. But the FIT, F-I-T, is going to hit the Shan, if you know what I mean. And so you've got to make sure that you got the clothing for the season. You've got your emergency food. You got your water. You got your batteries. You got your flashlights. Okay. And actually, what I like to do, and I'm reaching over to get one, I have a flashlight. Okay. That's on my desk. I also have a second flashlight. Why? One is none, and two is one. Something gets damaged, you're good to go. Also, what else do I have for little treats here? Oh, I just dropped it. I didn't break anything. It's a good thing. I have rechargeable batteries, okay? And these are big batteries. And they go in those lights. And I have backups for those batteries too. You just don't have one battery. You have a lot. So I've got the big batteries, the small batteries, double A's, triple A's, okay? But you got to be prepared. If you're not prepared and stuff hits the fan, if you know what I mean, you're in trouble. The federal government's not going to help you. The churches and social organizations may be able to help you for a little bit. But other than that, you're going to be on your own. Look what happened to the people in Tennessee. Look what happened in parts of North Carolina, South Carolina. Yeah, it gets rough. So I'm telling you now, be prepared, okay? Those GMRS radios will come in very handy. You can take them with you in your car too, okay? All right, let's see what else we've got. Well, you know, we've got the Wrinkle City Gazette. And I wrote this for probably 10 or 12 years, and I had different things that I would write about, and I kind of stopped doing that. I had a problem after my stroke, and typing is a problem sometimes. It just depends. But anyhow, I started talking about different things on the Wrinkle City Gazette, and you can still see those Wrinkle City Gazettes on Weebly. It's wrinkle-city-gazette.weebly.com. And you can go back to the different years that I did these things. And it was a once a month publication. And I would take all these pictures that would be out there and I would create the stories. And sometimes it would be about a redneck Christmas in the trailer park, or somebody decorated kegs of beer in front of their house with lights. Okay. And I would develop stories about this. And I had fun doing it. And one of the things about the Wrinkle City Rescue Squad was Fooled Again. This is one of the prime ones I came up with, and said the Wrinkle City Rescue Squad was called by a passing motorist who noted someone hanging from a North Parkway Street residence. And when the squad arrived on scene, they found someone hanging lifeless in a single blinking light strand. The squad rescued the person and began to realize they had just rescued a dummy hanging from the side of the house. The owner of the house, Herman Dulwit, said he just wanted to be a little different with his decorations. And Dulwit was fined $50 for the non-emergency call. And Dulwit is protesting the fine, as he said the city rescue squad should have been able to recognize a dummy from a real person. And then we have other pictures of Santa Claus doing something off the top of the roof. And people decorating in their block very fancily, and the guy sitting next door just wrote the words ditto on his house. He didn't want to put all the lights up. Remember, you put them up, you got to take them down. Okay? And one of the funniest ones that's ever been around, and you probably have heard it, the history of the Christmas tree angel. And it was Christmas Eve and nothing was right. Mrs. Claus had burned all the cookies. The elves were complaining about not getting paid for the overtime. They had worked making toys, and they were threatening to go on strike. And the reindeer had been drinking eggnog all afternoon. I don't know about you, I couldn't do that. To make matters worse, a few other elves had taken the sleigh out for a spin earlier in the day and had crashed it into a tree. Well, Santa was furious, and Santa said, "I can't believe it. I've got to deliver millions of presents all over the world in just a few hours, and all of my reindeer are drunk. The elves are walking out, and I don't have a Christmas tree. I sent that stupid little angel out hours ago to find a tree, and he hasn't even come back yet. What am I going to do?" Well, just then, the little angel opened the front door, stepped in front of the snowy knight, dragging a Christmas tree, and the angel said, "Yo, fat man. Hey, yeah, you, fat man. What do you want me to stick this tree this year?" And thus the tradition of the angel atop the Christmas tree came to pass. Sometimes I like to tell people about that. Well, anyhow, you can find different types of humors here. And with Reverend Geraldine Dibley, okay? You can check that out. I poke a little fun at different people and different groups, and it's all fun, okay? And the wise men are going in this cartoon, and I picked this up from a different source, and two wise men are saying, "Right, we've picked up the gold and the myrrh. What on earth is that?" And the other one had frankincense, which is a Frankenstein. He got the wrong thing, okay? So you run into that. I've got laughing at the law. I've got the deer, the reindeer, and one turns to the other one, and they're just in front of Santa and said, "Did you eat all your beans?" And the other one said, "13 cans. I know I got a sick and demented humor, okay? Oh, well. And they're different toys. Okay, get it at Walmart. Okay, different types of toys and so forth. Thoughts for the day, you know, and different types of things. Birds of a flock together and then crap on your car. A penny saved is a government oversight. Well, that's true. The real art of conversation is not only to say the right thing at the right time, but also to leave unsaid the wrong thing at the tempting moment. And the older you get, the tougher it is to lose weight, because by then your body and your fat have gotten to be really good friends, especially at Christmas time. Okay, there are a lot of things going on, and you can read the Wrinkle City Gazettes and get a good laugh out of them. You know, get it at Walmart, my little Mason. Oh, a fart machine? Ooh, I got one of those one time. I made a mistake. I had it at work in my drawer and somebody borrowed it. And they stuffed it in a back pants pocket and walked down the hall and they would press a button and it would, in 20 different styles, if you know what I mean. Things I couldn't trust. Things that go on all over the place. Southern Living, I had that. You know, here's Santa Claus on the front of a car. Now, I don't know if you get a ticket for that or not, okay? Merry Redneck Christmas, you know, and a very serious thing, wishing you all a very Merry Christmas. And will there be another Wrinkle City Gazette? Who knows? There's Santa Claus in jail. You can read those on Weebly. It's wrinkle-city-gazette at weebly.com. There's a whole bunch there. Matter of fact, tonight I have to print one off because I got to take it to lunch tomorrow. Because I promised Mary, who's the cashier, that I would bring her one. I forgot today. So, Mary, I'm going to have to get you one tomorrow, okay? And if I forget tomorrow, don't hit me. Okay, well, anyhow, guys, oh, so much stuff going on. The only thing I can tell you, with everything that's going on, you have to have a sense of humor, okay? You have to have a clear mind and a good sense of humor because a lot of stuff that happens is not, it's not good, okay? It's going to be a trip out there. So be prepared. And be prepared for the worst. Do you have a go kit? Spare clothes, gloves, food, water. Well, water, cold water in a trunk of a car is not good to have, okay? It gets frozen and breaks and so forth. But I've got a red bag, and in that bag, I've got first aid. I've got car stuff to repair. I've got some extra clothes, hats. I've got gloves. I've got energy bars. Okay, not the ones that you, the emergency bars. They're real thick and chewy and with a million calories or something in them, and they don't taste. They put those things on a life raft. Yeah. So I have stuff in there to help get me through. I've even got, I think I've got candles and a lighter and so forth. So, yeah, I have that, and it's time to put that in the car, so I'm going to have to do that tomorrow. But be prepared as much as you can. And you go back and listen to the show, and you can go to the people that I recommend you listen to, because they're good people. And, you know, hey, check out the Trim Radio Network. We've got a lot of good shows. And if you want to do your own show, it's very easy to do. Just as long as I can hit the right button. If I can do it, you can do it. Okay. Well, anyhow, guys, that's all I've got this week for my world. I hope you have a good world week. Good world. Have a good week. Okay. And be prepared as best you can. Don't panic. Keep a level mind and think of things that are funny, okay? It keeps your mind kind of occupied. With that, guys, that's all I've got, and it's time to get out of here. So with that, have a good week, and I'll see you Sunday on Money and Change, and we'll show you how to save some money. We'll talk a lot more about prepping, okay? And maybe show you how to save some money at Christmas time. Okay? Economize. With that, have a good one, guys. And we will talk to you Sunday. And then again, live next Wednesday. See ya.
In a world drowning in noise, where truth is often buried beneath layers of propaganda and misinformation, there's a need for a different kind of a network. A network of creators that cuts through the clutter, that doesn't shy away from tough topics, and that delivers the unfiltered truth. We are Trim Radio Network. We are creators. We are innovators. We are investigators. We're the ones who aren't afraid to call a spade. If you're ready to participate in thought-provoking discussions, informational topics, and of course today's biggest headlines, subscribe to our YouTube channel today. We're Trim Radio Network. We're cutting the bull and serving the truth. In a world drowning in noise, where truth is often buried beneath layers of propaganda and misinformation, there's a need for a different kind of a network. A network of creators that cuts through the clutter, that doesn't shy away from tough topics, and that delivers the unfiltered truth. We are Trim Radio Network. We are creators. We are innovators. We are investigators. We're the ones who aren't afraid to call a spade. If you're ready to participate in thought-provoking discussions, informational topics, and of course today's biggest headlines, subscribe to our YouTube channel today. We're Trim Radio Network. We're cutting the bull and serving the truth.